Well, hi there, and thank you so much for holding, Andrew. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of how the service works and what's included, answer any of your questions. And then also, because it is a very young company, she wanted me to apply the new in business rate here and make it even more affordable for you. A happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Well, I just got off of work. You know, I worked the graveyard from 9 to 6, so I'm going to be headed to sleep in a few minutes.
Well, I'm actually quite glad that we had the opportunity to speak with you then. And, of course, I do have your file here in front of me. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price? I mean, I know that Lulu does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. And you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it is designed to get your phone ringing, meaning that people will not need to already know the name of your company, which for you is a good thing. I mean, it is a very brand new company, and your website looks to be kind of a work in progress, which is fine. You already have it started, and you know, you see the value to have in a website. You know that a website would be a good conversion tool for people that would be able to see it. Our job would be to make it easy for people to find. They don't need to know the name of your company to find that website, and of course, once they do see that website, they'll call you.
So you're saying they won't know the business, but they can still contact me? I'm
correct. So if you've ever used Google before, typed in restaurant near me or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you see a list of restaurants pop up, right? That's the local map. That's the pack result that pops up, and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where we go when we need something but don't know who to call. So your customers will type in junk removal or moving company near me, something like that, right? They're typing in keywords for the services that you provide because they don't know who to call. They're not trying to find a specific company or a specific phone number. They're just trying to find someone who does what they need to have done, someone who does what you do. And being that yours is a brand new company, that's a huge benefit because they don't know your company name. But if they're in the San Francisco area and they need your services, they can find you and find your website and pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, there's going to be a social media campaign. It's not just for Google. I mean, you'll be on the first page of Google. You'll be on the first page of Bing, a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads as well. So there's a social media campaign.
So when you say the first page, excuse me for cutting you off, but when you say the first page, what do you mean by that? Just if someone just sign into Google, it pop up. What do you mean first page?
When someone does a search, you'll be on the first page of their result. Like no matter what you type in, there's going to be page after page after page of results, right?
Okay.
You'll be on that first page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service because that first page does populate with like 4 or 5 businesses. Most of them have a website, and that's what people want to see. So, you know, you'll be right there on that first page as one of those options that people will see when they're looking for your services. And, of course, you won't be the only company that pops up, and not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing. It means that the people who do decide to call you, Andrew, are making kind of an informed choice to reach you. You know, they're choosing you even before they decide to pick up the phone. So as long as you answer the phone and you're available to do the job and your price is fair, you'll more than likely get that job. You know, people are calling you. It's a lot different than, say, paying for leads. I mean, one thing that Lulu did see and attach here, as well as your website, but she attached then Angie Leads profile, you know, the home advisor powered by Angie, that lead-based service. She says you're very, very new to it, haven't even gotten any leads yet, which might actually be a good thing, because with a service like that, you know, you pay for the lead, and the same lead that you pay for gets sent and sold to, you know, 6 or 8 of your competitors. Sometimes you try to call that potential customer, they don't even answer the phone anymore because one of your competitors got that lead and called that client long before you did. So it's always going to be hit or miss. And, I mean, as long as you get some work out of it, it might be worth doing. I do have a lot of clients, and I'm not telling you that, you know, it's a bad
decision. So you're familiar.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with Andy Leeds.
Well, I've been in the industry for more than 10 and a half years, going back before it was Angie Leads. It was called Home Advisor, and even before that, it was called Service Magic, the same company. I'm also familiar with, like, Thumbtack or Networks, lead generation services that sell the same lead to competing businesses. That's how they make their money. So I have spoken with clients that have used a lead service or even the one that you've got before. In fact, a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service end up keeping their leads paused or capping their leads at a lower amount or even shutting their leads off once we get their phone ringing. I think most business owners, certainly my clients, prefer to get calls directly to them instead of paying for leads and chasing those leads down, especially when those leads are $40, $60,
$80,
or even over $100 each, right? That lead fee can add up quickly. I mean, with the reduction in the cost for our service, being that you're a young company, I'm going to take 50% off the cost of the service, save you $300 a month, and drop the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So, you know, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. With something like Angie's and, you know, $40 or $100 per lead, depending on the job, you might spend over $300 a week with something like that, and you're not guaranteed to get the jobs. But, I mean, like I said, when people find you on Google, they're looking to hire someone. They're not just looking for a bunch of estimates. They're not trying to speak with a bunch of people. They're not trying to budget for something in the future, but they're looking to hire somebody. So it's a higher conversion rate. You're also going to reach more people. I mean, not everyone uses Angie's, but, I mean, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing, and you'll be listed there as well. In fact, most people find Angie Leads by going through Google, you know. So this kind of cuts the middleman out of the equation. You don't have to pay for those leads. It puts the power of Google to work directly for you. And, I mean, you've got that website for a reason. Even as you make changes to that website, as long as it's where people can see it and they can see your phone number, you're going to get those phone calls. Now, the best part about it is we offer it on a month-to-month basis. And unlike Angie's, where you probably paid a membership fee to sign up with them, there's no setup fee. It's just the flat rate, and it's the reduced pricing for a young company, which waives your setup fee and saves you 50%. That $299, though, is not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's kind of like an assistance program. It just makes it more affordable for younger companies, because we know that even though there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page and get calls directly. So, I mean, your success is our success, and very, very different than Angie's, where, you know, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even no one gets the job, you still pay for that lead. With us, we have to get your phone ringing.
I understand.
We have to get your jobs to earn your business.
That's where I'm, that's where I'm kind of, I believe, was a mistake on my behalf.
Well, it's something that a lot of business owners try. Because Angie's does spend a lot of money on advertising. You know, we see the ads on TV. In fact, Angie's is one of Google's biggest customers. You know, going back before when it was Home Advisor, they used to run ads all the time for Home Advisor. And it was always, you know, you decide what contractors will call you. It's always free to use. And, you know, most homeowners use that service because they know they'll get a bunch of phone calls. They'll get a lot of bids. They'll talk to a lot of companies, and they can choose the cheapest guy. That doesn't help you much, and in fact, most homeowners don't even realize that business owners are paying good money for those leads. But going back to what I was saying is Angie's spends $2 to $3 million per month on Google paid ads. Now, of course, that does cover the entire country and all the industries that they generate leads for, but they do make that money right back because with their business model of capturing leads off of Google and then selling and reselling those leads to competing businesses, they always make that money back. But it doesn't help you out. Right. So like I was saying, this puts the power of Google to work directly for you, puts your website where people can find it without even knowing the name of your company, but they'll find you when they're looking for your services. They'll pick up the phone and they'll call you. So, I mean, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the call. It's maybe better that you haven't even started paying for those leads yet because, like I said, those lead fees can add up quickly, especially for a young company and a small company, and yours is both. You know, it's a young, small company. So the last thing that you want to do is be paying so many dollars in lead fees. I've heard people say that it feels like they're working for Angie Leads because so much of their money, so much of their profit, so much of their hard work and effort goes into paying for those leads, you know. And when you get five or six leads that don't turn into anything, that, you know, maybe they don't even answer the phone or they're just looking for an estimate, or they tell you they've already signed up with somebody else, they've hired someone else, and they're yelling at you for calling them, and you have to pay for those leads anyway. Then you get something that turns into work. You're feeling compelled to take that job, even if it's less than ideal, right? You just want to make some money back. You know, some business owners think, well, you know, at least I need to make my money back, and then they just end up throwing good money after bad and paying for leads that don't turn into work. I've heard that way too many times. I've heard so many things like, you know, you don't pay for the lead unless you get the job and things like that. But I mean, then they find out the hard way that they were misinformed, you know, that you pay for every single lead. So, I mean, the expense of a service like that, it's not in any annual membership fee, although that's never fun, but the real expense of something like Angie's or Thumbtack is when you're paying for the lead and, you know, you pay for every lead. So with this, it's a lot easier to budget for. It's a flat rate. It's a fixed rate. It'll never go up. And it's an exact amount, you know, it's just $2.99 every single month and it bills on the same day every month. So, you know, you don't, like with the lead generation, it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. With this, you know, you always know in advance. And like I said, when we're reducing the cost of the service from $5.99 down to $2.99, we're actually investing in your success. You know, it's on our website actually with a setup fee too, $299 setup fee and $5.99 a month. That's $898 for the package that we're offering to you for just $299. So that actually puts us in the hole for the first few months. I mean, we need to earn your business for several months just for us to break even with all the time and the content that we have to put into getting you on that first page. You know, we definitely know that, you know, after 2 or 3 months, of course, we're still going to keep updating and optimizing and running the social media campaign and things like that. But eventually, it makes sense for us, and of course, it makes dollars for you. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and eventually, it's going to work out for everybody. But we're investing in your business. We've got skin in the game. Instead of charging you a membership fee just to sign up, we're actually reducing the cost of our service and waiving the setup fee just to make it affordable enough for you to have a better option.
Right, okay.
Now, because it's month to month, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And like I said, month to month means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But it is a flat rate.
Yeah, so, right, you said it was $2.99 if I heard you correctly, right?
It is $2.99. Instead of $5.99, it's the flat rate of $2.99. So every month that you're with us, you do save the $300. Because like I said, you're not paying for lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, and that reduced rate for a younger company will stay with you as long as you stay with us.
Right. So now, would there be like guaranteed work coming in though?
Well, what I can do real quick, and Lulu didn't really put in some of the notes that she was supposed to put in here. She's supposed to tell me exactly how far you travel for the work. Like,
I told her a 50-mile radius.
50 miles. Okay, well, then that's the number she should have typed in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a search. And, I mean, you do like, debris removal, junk hauling, and also moving services, right? I mean, within that 50-mile radius, like local moves?
Right, local.
Okay.
Right now, what I'm working with as far as the vehicle is pickup trucks. So until we get on our feet to get the box truck, and that will be like house moving or whatever the case may be, but right now it's just junk removal.
Okay. And it's just you doing the work, right? You don't have like a couple of guys helping you out or a crew?
I got a couple of guys helping me out.
Oh, you do?
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah. The best part about it, like I was saying with something like Angie's, you pick the job or the job picks you, right? And you take it because not every lead turns into work. With this, you can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, fit into your budget or fit into your schedule. It might be that closer job or the job that you get done quickly and move on to that next one. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. As long as it's a service that you want to provide, we can actually target not just specific cities and zip codes, but even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Andrew, are you doing any commercial work too, or are you focusing more on residential clients?
I would do commercial as well, yes.
You would? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we can do targeted marketing to target both residential and commercial clients. And then, back to the search that I was doing, I just wanted to see what to type into the search because I want to give you some kind of at least an estimate of what to expect for the work that you'll be getting. So for kind of debris removal and moving services, and this is not at all an exhaustive search. In fact, it looks like combined it only populated 7, 8, 9 of the most popular search phrases for those particular services. Now, you're not going to be limited by this particular search. Anything that people type in, even misspellings, as long as it's a service that you provide, you can still show up and get those phone calls. It's just that this search is kind of limited. So it's a bit of a conservative estimate because it does not include all the different keywords that people can type in. But it is for a 50-mile radius, and for the last 30 days, I see 1,814 searches for those top 9 keywords or search phrases. Now, that's not, well, probably not 1,800 people doing a single search. Sometimes people like to search more than once. And I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls in a month. You probably want to change your phone number if that was the case. But the reason I bring it up, and Google's been doing this for a very long time, and it always falls within the same margin of error, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry. It's always between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for the services translating into direct phone calls for the businesses that are on the first page. So 1,800, we'll call it 1,800 searches. 1% is 18, 2% is 36. If we add all the different things that people can type in that did not make that top 9 list, if you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls in a month from someone who looked at your website and then decided to call you, you know, that's a higher conversion rate with those phone calls. Even a modest conversion rate with those phone calls would not just offset the $299, but have you being very profitable, have you being able even to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And I would think have your phone ringing enough that you can keep your Angie leads turned off and not have to pay the extra expense. So I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for advertising dollars. In fact, I think I'm saving you money by having your phone ring directly instead of, you know, having to pay for those leads that are not guaranteed work.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I am still here. Are you able to hear me?
Hello. Oh, you okay? There you go. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, it's month to month. You'll get that detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the social media campaign or from the local map or from individual directories. In fact, you'll be able to see all the work that we do to put you and keep you on that first page. Now, let me do this for you because, you know, obviously knowledge is power and I want you to be empowered here to make this informed decision. The name of the company is Local Splash. We're in Orange County, California, halfway between LA and San Diego. We've been around since 2004 and that's 19 years. I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page off of our website. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website. The link I just sent you, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. It's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
You sent that where?
Well, I sent it as a text message. Is the number that we're speaking on now, is this a smartphone? Can you receive a text?
Yeah, right. OTR Dispatch Solution, is that what you're talking about?
No, it should say localsplash.com/SEO-packages.
Let me see something.
Are you in front of a computer or just your phone?
I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking. You say you sent it to. Okay.
Yeah, the 415-757-9972 number.
What number you dial? 7 what?
415-757-9972.
99. So yes. Okay, I got it right here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the local they click on the link to see our pricing.
Correct. So you open it up. It says take control of your online presence. You know, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One thing I did not mention is that you can actually manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And we are creating multiple platforms, like I said, not just Google, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate. They do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, Andrew. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you in a professional fashion. We would do that at no additional cost. You can kind of manage your online reputation right through your tracking system that we provide for you. Now, as I mentioned, we've been around since 2004. It's actually December 17th, a little later on this year, that our 19th anniversary will have us changing that 18 to 19. 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rating. Again, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, send you the jobs for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients, though, that use the service, love the service, keep the service because it's profitable. If you scroll about halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner. Just below that big graphic, it says Google Ads Partner, and then there's a box that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. It is actually, Andrew, our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. So you can click on that box, and it goes directly to Google.com.
I was still on that page there. Okay, Google Ads Partner. You say click on the box?
Click on the little box, yeah. If you click on the box, it goes to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world, meaning that anytime Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we always make the changes and make sure we always know what content to create and have for your company to keep you on that first page. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, just below where it says Google Ads Partner, just below that box, it says SEO packages. Now, we're talking about the platinum package here. If you were to tell me, you know, Paul, I need to go 100 miles, I'll go 150 miles. We might be talking about some of those other packages. If you're saying, you know, we run multiple crews and things like that, then we might be talking about the beefier packages. But for you and your crew and for a 50-mile radius, that platinum package is going to be ideal for you. Budget-friendly, cost-effective, and, of course, a high return on investment. Instead of the $599 with that $299 setup fee, like I said, to make it affordable enough for you, I did waive that setup fee altogether and reduce the cost of the service from $599 down to $299. So it's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's actually better than that because next month it doesn't go up to $599. It stays grandfathered in at that $299, that flat rate. So every month you see that savings of $300, and in the first month alone you save $599. You already have a website, and I know that you're still working on that. As you make changes to that website, we'll make sure it's right where people can see it and give you those phone calls.
Okay, so now you're saying you will waive the fee,
correct.
The setup fee,
correct.
And it will be how much a month?
It's $299 a month, so you're saving 50%. In fact, you could save 50% off of the cost of any of these packages. If you wanted the Platinum Premier, I could cut that in half and do $549. But I think the $299 package would be ideal for you and for your 50-mile radius. It's a little bit more budget-friendly than those other packages. But, yeah, you're looking at a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. And because it's a young company, I also want to waive your setup fee. You probably spent like $300, like what do I hear all the time, $288, $289 or something like that to sign up with Angie's. So obviously I can't get that money back, but I can offset that cost by waiving our setup fee.
Yeah. So, okay, I get that. Yeah, because that will be a loss for me.
Well, like I said, I can't wear a black eye for what happened or what hasn't happened or for, you know, but you're actually saving money if you're not paying for the leads. I've talked to business owners who, you know, they says, well, I've already spent $1,000 in leads. Oh my goodness. Now it reminds me of the poor guy in Atlanta. He was, he was a junk hauler. He didn't do moving, but he did junk hauling. And he was looking for the bigger jobs. You know, he had a big trailer and he was looking for bigger jobs. So anything that says, you know, refrigerator removal or whatever, he was just clicking right past it. And I says, hang on a second. Are you not getting charged for every single lead? He says, no, they told me I only get charged for the jobs that I take. And I says, I don't think that's the case after hearing it, you know, different from other business owners. He put me on hold for like 3 or 4 minutes. And then he came back. He says, Angie's took $1,000 out of my account over the weekend. So he wasn't expecting that. And, you know, that's another thing, too, is they don't bill you like a credit card and then give you 3-4 weeks to pay for it. They just take it right out of your account. And sometimes it's a lot more than you're expecting. And that's made it difficult for some people even to pay their bills, you know. So definitely the expense of a service like that is not necessarily in the membership fee. It's the lead fee that really adds up. And for some business owners, it adds up too quickly. But that's the other thing that you'll love about this. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial jobs, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, Andrew, it's still going to be the exact amount, that $299.
Okay, and okay, I get that. That sounds great. But now, how often would I get these jobs? Now, I would have to call these people as the lead, or they would call me for the job.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. The whole point of it is to get your website on that first page, and you'll just get phone calls.
Excuse me. I have my associate here. She's going to be listening to you as well.
Perfect.
I have you on speaker.
happy to answer any of your questions. So just to reiterate on that question, you know, you're not getting leads and chasing those leads down. You're not calling that potential customer and hoping they answer the phone, hoping they haven't already hired somebody else. You're just going to get phone calls. Our job is to put that website where people can find it, whether they're looking for debris or junk hauling, if they're looking for a local mover, whatever they type in, you're going to have your website pop up where people can see it. The ones that choose to call you, like I said, will have seen the website before they called you, and they're ready to talk to you. You know, they're hoping you answer the phone and hoping that you're available to do the job.
Okay, I get it. So it's not actually no guaranteed work anywhere. It's just we're just getting phone calls to hope somebody calls for the job.
Okay, well, I mean, for any form of advertising, whether it's a pay-per-lead service or like a billboard on the freeway, I mean, there's no guarantees. But unlike a paid lead service where you're paying for the same lead your competitors get and there's a low conversion rate, unlike something like a billboard or a print ad where you might not even be targeting the right person. You know, the person who drives by that billboard might not need the services. And if they do, they might not see the billboard. If they see the billboard, they might not write the number down because they know all they have to do is grab their smartphone and type in what they need and find a company in the area that can provide that service. So this is putting your company in front of the eyes of people who need your services and are looking for those services at that exact moment. There's also going to be a social media campaign, so people in your area on their Facebook page will see your ads as part of their live stream. And if they need your services or know that they will soon need your services, even if they're not in that moment looking for someone who does what you do, they'll find you. They can click on it. People are looking on Facebook for something to look at anyway. If they click on one of your ads, it goes to your website. And the Facebook paid ads are included in that $2.99. It's still a flat rate.
Okay, I get it, I understand it. Now, my concern is right now that, as you see, my website is not actually complete, you know what I'm saying?
I did see that. And is that something that you're building yourself, or did you pay someone else to build out that website? You're building it yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I have someone trying to build it for me.
Okay, I gotcha. So, I mean, you know, there's a couple of things that we can do here. Obviously, this is a website that's already being built. It's on someone else's platform. It's hosted and on someone else's server. We wouldn't be able to make changes to this particular website, but if you think it might be more than, you know, 4 or 5 days before your website is completed, I might even be able to include a website on our end at no additional cost, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you as long as we would need to, with the primary goal being just having that as kind of like a placeholder until your website is completed. Some people like our website so much they never do finish the website that they were working on, and that's fine too.
Right. Can you? That sounds great. If I could see what would it be like, you understand what I'm saying? If you could give me an example of what you kind of advertising, because I'm gonna tell you right now, you're selling a good pitch right now. You know, the service sounds like it could be a really good deal for the company.
So,
hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
So yeah, and if you do a search, I mean, you're familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up. You've done like a similar search yourself.
A pack result?
Yeah, well, the local map that pops up, just that section that pops up when someone does a search.
No, I'm still on the link that you sent me. Should I get out of that?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So, no, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. Where would I find that at?
Well, I mean, if you're on your phone, just type in debris removal near me or something like that. right? Like search like one of your customers would. And then you'll see a list of businesses that pop up. And that's what we're talking about for you, putting your business as one of those options there.
Oh, you mean when they pop up in Google, right?
Correct. Yeah. When someone does a search, whether it's, you know, hair salon near me or restaurant near me or auto parts store or whatever they're typing in, what you see on that first page, that's called the local map or that PAC result. That's what Google calls it. That's where most people make their buying decision. That's where most people go when they're trying to find someone to call or somewhere to go.
I put in junk removal and it pops up Junk Express, Great White Junk Removal.
Correct.
Gray, okay, so it will pop up there.
Yes, and regardless of what someone types in, junk removal, debris hauling, a local mover near me, whatever they type in, I mean, as long as it's within that 50-mile radius and for services that you provide, then your business will pop up on the first page.
Okay. So now what dictates, for instance, you have one business that pops up, you have a list of them. And
right.
Is it the one that has, is at the top, is that one that has more points or that is just random?
Well, it is kind of random. I mean, Google looks at actually more than 200 different ranking criteria. And then if you do a different search, like if you typed in junk hauling near me, you can type in junk hauler near me or debris removal near me. And you'll see a slightly different result, right? Even if it was junk moving company or junk moving companies, you know, something, some small change like that might affect the placement one or two spots. So I wouldn't be able to tell you you'll be in the first, second, or third spot for an individual keyword or search phrase. But of course, as long as you're on that first page for the keywords that relate to the services that you provide, you're going to get those phone calls. But it depends on how well optimized the business is for that specific keyword. Our job, of course, is to do a comprehensive package with, you know, the coverage and the directory submissions that will have you popping up somewhere on that first page for all of your keywords. That's the whole point, to get you where someone can see you when they're looking for your services. And, you know, Google's been tracking this for a long time, too. There's really no significant difference as far as the results and the number of phone calls that you'll get if you're in the first spot, second spot, third spot. As long as you're on that first page, you get about an equal number of phone calls.
So are you saying that you would have us on that first page?
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's exactly our job. We're a Google partner, and when positions become available, our job is to call through the area, find one company, only one, and then we close out the category. We stop calling through the area. So it's kind of first come, first serve. The business that we work with exclusively. Of course, that makes more dollars for them, more sense for them. It's a higher profitability, but it makes more sense for us too. I mean, obviously, we don't want to be working with competing businesses. We end up competing against ourselves when it's a month-to-month service. So we want to make sure that you see the maximum return on investment. That's why we're actually willing to reduce the cost of the service by 50% and waive the setup fee just to make it affordable enough for you guys. I know that it's a young company, and I know obviously that, you know, signing up for Angie Leads costs you guys money too. So I'm trying to give you guys a better option here, a more budget-friendly option, but also something that's going to get you better results.
Yeah, that's the main thing, the better you go.
Now, again, how did you, let me ask you this question. I know I mentioned it to Lulu.
Spoke with Lulu originally, yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys know that I was with Andy's Leads?
So I don't know if Lulu was able to answer your question sufficiently enough, but when positions like these become available, it's our job to fill them, and our inventory department generates a list of pre-qualified candidates from businesses that have some type of online presence. So it was probably your website that we found, but then when Lulu was talking to you, she did a search for your phone number. And she found the Angie's profile. So really anything that you might have, whether it's a Facebook page or Instagram, or if it's like a lead generation service like Networks or Thumbtack or Angie Leads or Craftjack, or if you've got an existing website, sometimes it's just when the business is registered with the city, you know. Our inventory department's pretty thorough, and in cases where we definitely have to work a little to find a list of candidates to call, you know, they do exhaust all resources to find those companies. But Lulu is a mapping coordinator. It's just her job to call through that list until she reaches somebody that speaks with me. And then, like I said, once we find the company that wants to take advantage of the position, we stop calling through the area.
Okay. I get it. Let's see what other questions I have. Do you have any questions?
So, there's no limit on the lead, so per month.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And it'll vary a little bit. You know, some of your services are not necessarily seasonal, but, you know, fall cleanups and spring cleanups and, you know, when people move during summer and things like that, it'll ebb and flow a little bit. But the businesses that are on the first page never really see a significant slowdown. And, you know, since it's still kind of a small company, you know, just a couple of guys helping you out, a crew, I think it's going to keep you busy enough. But to answer your question directly and specifically, since you're not being charged per lead or per phone call, since they're not actually leads that you have to call, but calls coming directly to you, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, like I was saying, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, whether you get 100 phone calls or what, you know, it's just going to be the exact amount. So that part never changes. What I was telling Andrew, of course, is that makes it easier to budget for. Of course, a lead gen system like Angie's, you know, it depends on how many leads you get. And of course, since each lead might have a different price point, you know, it depends on how much each lead costs. You know, with this, you know exactly how much it's going to be. It's going to be that flat rate of $299. It's going to bill on the same day every month. And regardless of, you know, how many jobs you get, you're not paying a percentage of your profit, you're not paying per lead, and that $299 is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or anything like that, so it's easier to budget for, and it is a fixed rate no matter how many calls and jobs you get.
And on average, how many calls do most people get per month?
Yeah, so I did that search because Andrew asked almost the exact same question, how much work you guys are going to get from it. So there was over 1,800 searches in the last 30 days. So that translates 1 to 2% of those searches for your services would be direct phone calls. And Google has been tracking that for a long time. It's always between 1 and 2%. So between 18 and 36, but that was not a complete list. It was only 9 of the most popular keywords that popped up for that search that I did. And you're not limited by how people find you or the calls that you can get, just that search was a little bit limited. So, you know, just looking at those numbers in the last 30 days, you know, 20 to 40 phone calls from someone who saw a website before they called you, I mean, that's a pretty high conversion rate. I think the hardest part of getting the work is actually talking to somebody who's looking to hire you, right? And you know, with a lead generation service, even though you get the lead, even though you try to call that lead, they might not answer the phone, or they might answer the phone and be mad that you called because somebody already called them and they scheduled something with one of your competitors. So with this and the calls coming directly to you, it's a much higher conversion rate.
Okay, because they're not, I think I got what you're saying, because they're not, you're not calling them after other people have gotten the lead. And
correct, yeah. Or someone who says, you know, you're only the second guy I've talked to. I'm expecting some more phone calls. You know, whether you call them first or they're expecting someone else to call you after. Sometimes they're, you know, with something like Angie's, and I don't mean to bash another company, but I mean, it used to be called Home Advisor, and everybody saw those ads on TV. It was always, you know, you decide what contractors will call you, and it's free to use. And a lot of people use that service simply because they know that they'll get multiple phone calls. That kind of allows them, at least the ones that are looking for the cheapest guy, to kind of pick and choose who they decide to work with. This is different. This is very different. different. You're getting a call from someone who already basically chose to call you because, you know, you do a search, right? You know that you won't be the only company that pops up on Google when someone's looking for those services. And that means the people that call you have already basically chosen you. You know, they're hoping that they call you. They might have looked at a couple of different businesses first, but when they decide to reach out and call you, it's because they're hoping that you're available. You know, they hope that you answer the phone. So it's a much higher conversion rate when someone is calling you versus you trying to call them.
Right.
And the best part about it, is you guys aren't like a hair salon or a donkey walker. You know, you don't need 15 jobs to break even just a couple of jobs that weren't going to find you otherwise, and you're certainly going to get that with 20 or 40 phone calls. I mean, that more than offsets the $299 and has it, you know, be a profitable thing for you. In fact, what I was saying is if it helps you guys to keep your leads paused, and a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service when they start, whether it's Angie's or Thumbtack or something else, most of my clients find that when we get their phone ringing, they can keep their leads on pause or cap them at a lower amount. And some of my clients actually shut their lead service off altogether because they prefer to get calls to them versus, you know, chasing down a potential lead. You guys would probably do the same thing. Save you some money in the long run.
Right. So I want to kind of go back to the website. So you guys, so we have a website that Boone worked on, and you were mentioning that to offer a website for now.
Correct.
Would we be able to? I mean, you could definitely do that.
So they almost always let me do that for young companies because for younger businesses, we don't expect there to even be a website. You guys are kind of in ahead of the curve. Lulu didn't exactly say how long you guys have been around. She just put brand new or basically brand new. So you certainly would, I would think, qualify for a website to be included because, like I said, our job is not just to get you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And with our service being month to month, we definitely want you to have a functioning website. So, like I said, the goal there would be to have something in place for people to call. And then maybe the website you're working on finally gets completed. It's a real easy switch at that point for us to promote that website. Some people decide to never finish their website if they're building it themselves, especially, you know, they've got other things to do, and they just let us keep the website up that we create for you. And we could do that. It takes us about 3 or 5 business days to build out your website. And the maintenance and updating of the site would be included as well, so there's no out-of-pocket costs for that website. And whether you decide to have us keep that website that we create or switch to promoting the website that you guys have been working on, either one, you know, we could easily make that transition if we had to.
Okay.
So what I plan on doing is I definitely want to roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
With the was that the platinum I was looking at?
Yeah, the platinum package. Yeah, that's the one that I think is going to be the best fit for that 50-mile radius.
Right. I definitely want to probably roll that platinum. And if you can, like I said, as far as the website, if you could show me what would you guys be doing with that, would be great. And maybe because the person, right, what it would look like for the person that's working with my, he's also doing other things, so that's why he's behind like that.
I got you. Yeah, of course.
So
that makes sense.
Yo, like I said, we're a brand new company. I started about in last year, but we actually only done probably a couple jobs, and that's why I got with the Angie Lee and the Angie Leeds. I kind of was like, she was the only one I actually seek out, or they seek me out, and I went to it, and I'm sitting here thinking it kind of is going to get expensive messing with Andy Lee. You know, I think I will be pushing out probably more, being that I'm just working with 1 or 2 pickup trucks right now.
until
okay.
I get my box truck.
Right.
That would be an issue for me with Andy Lees right now. But what I wanted to do was at least try one or two jobs with Andy Lees.
Right.
Andy Lees. Just to try, you know, to compensate that money that I just put out.
Right. That's the natural tendency for sure. And for me, I think that's probably why they charge a membership fee. You know, I mean, they're making their money no matter what. When you start paying for leads and they start charging other, you know, competing businesses for the exact same lead, they're still going to make their money. But I think the real reason that they charge that membership fee, and they say it's because, oh, well, you know, you've got a profile page, and you do. It's still on the Home Advisor platform. It's homeadvisor.com/RatedArmstrongHauling, a bunch of numbers and HTML. Home Advisor powered by Angie's, or Angie's powered by Home Advisor.
So you looked that up on the Home Advisor?
Yeah, it's connected to the phone number. If you actually Google your phone number, the 415-757-9972 number, everything pops up. And that's what's going to happen for you once we, you know, promote your business under Google guidelines. When someone looks for your business in particular, they'll see page after page of directory submissions and all the content that we create. But Lulu, when she was speaking with you earlier, she looked up your phone number and she did see that profile page. So I think that's, you know, that's what Angie's would tell you why they charge that membership fee, is they've got that profile page. And they, like I said, they do run ads. They run Google ads themselves. So they'll have, let's say, you know, the top 25 junk hauling companies in San Francisco. You will sometimes be on that list because obviously they've got more than 25 junk hauling companies in San Francisco that work with Home Advisor or Angie. So you won't always be on that list, but sometimes you'll be on that list. So that's probably what they would tell you as to why they charge you that annual membership fee, because they are actively promoting their company, which sometimes has your company, you know, popping up on those ads as well. Now, for me though, from my standpoint, I think they charge that membership fee because exactly like you said, the tendency is now to want to get that money back. You paid money, you want to get something from it, so then you start paying more money to get leads. I talked to a roofer who thought that was going to be the best thing to do. Instead of trying to get his, you know, $288 membership fee back, he started trying to get his lead fee back, you know, because he was paying, and for roofing, it's not cheap. It's like $180 for a roof repair and $260 for a tear off and replace, you know, so he was paying $1,000 almost every 4 or 5 leads, right? So after the first week, he was trying to get his lead fee back, knowing that, you know, one job is going to be $20,000 and then he could stop paying for leads. But when I talked to him, he was $9,000 in debt from leads, you know, still trying to make that money back. Eventually, you know, I think he stopped, but he's still a client of ours and happy that he stopped paying for leads. So, I mean, I wouldn't want you to keep throwing good money after bad money. I know you haven't had much experience with that lead service, and by all means, you know, let it run for a little bit anyway. Hopefully you'll get a couple of jobs or at least one job out of the first couple of leads that you pay for.
Exactly.
But I think in the long run, you're not seeing it as a viable option for you.
Right. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to at least try to get a couple of jobs out of that. And once I do that, and I know I got my money back besides paying Andy Leach, our decision already that we looking at each other, I'm like 98% sure that I'm going to roll with you guys.
Well, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of times, I mean, I don't say it much because it sounds pretty corny, but all we're really looking for is like 1% of your faith and trust in that first month, and then that month to earn the rest of it, you know, the 99%. because like I said, we're invested in your success. The $599 with the $299 setup fee for that platinum package, it's on our website that way because that's about what we're going to spend on our end, especially if we're making a new website for you. And we're going to spend that money in that first month to get you on that first page. When we're charging you only $299, we've got skin in the game too, meaning that it's going to be our job to make sure that you're profitable because it would be your success in earning your business for several months just for us to break even, right? Very different, again, than Angie's that charges you up front a membership fee. So if you give us just 1% of your faith and trust in the first month and the rest of that month to earn the rest, I think you'll be one of those satisfied clients that stay with us. I've been with the company, actually April 17th was my 10-year anniversary, so more than 10 and a half years now. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. One of our bigger clients is actually Extra Space Storage. You may have seen their storage facilities, real big on the West Coast and the Southwest. They've got almost 1,500 self-storage locations all across the country, all on that first page. They started with us in the summer of 2008, so even before I started, and we've earned their business ever since then. And I'm not trying to tell you that you know, you're going to have multiple locations or even multiple crews, but if all you do is stop paying for leads and let your phone ring, you're going to be really profitable with a service like this.
Okay. My question is, under this Platinum Premier, I'm just wondering if we could kind of briefly, briefly go over each aspect of it, like the Google Business Profile.
Sure. So we're talking the $299 package is the Platinum package. The Platinum Premier would have $300 of Google Ads in there at least. So I'd have to add $300 to the $299. You'd be looking at $599 for the Platinum Premier package. So we're talking about the Platinum package here. I think it's the one that would fit you best. You know, if it's a 100-mile radius or something like that, then we might be talking about some of those other packages. But so the Platinum package is the $599 with the $299 setup fee. That's what we're going to be doing here for the $299. That's the out-the-door cost, so it's 50% reduction in the cost and the setup fee waived. So the Google Business Profile, that's kind of like what, well, Google calls it the knowledge panel. That's what you see when you do a search, that pops up. That's the Google Business Profile package. So if you don't already have a Google Business Profile, and some businesses, you know, they basically are registering their business with Google. So Google verifies that they're active in the local area. You have a Google Business Profile. But that by itself is really like a digital business card. People would have to be looking for your company specifically to find it. And most people don't do that. Most people look for services, and if you're not on that first page, they'll never even know you have a Google Business Profile. But it's part of the process, an important part. Bing Local is basically the same thing. It's like the Bing profile.
The SEO
content creation, SEO stands for search engine optimization. So we have to create the content that the search engines optimize, that they search for, Google and Bing being those search engines. When someone does a search, Google and Bing, and it happens in an instant, index the content that's online that relate to that person's search. So let's say, and they don't even have to type in near me because it goes off of where they're located, as long as they're in that 50-mile service area, kind of, you know, the greater San Francisco area. You know, when they do that search, let's say for junk removal, Google is going to index the content that's out there. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or even do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up on the first page, and it's our job to make sure that you have the right content, those are the companies that pop up ahead of their competitors. They've got the right destinations and directories. And, you know, for something like this, Google might look at even 70 different destinations and directories. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, dozens of directories known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important. In fact, for you know, for something like San Francisco, it's usually the directories that, that no one's ever heard of that will make the difference for you. The content that we'll create that Google looks at that talk like a website, that talk about your services and your service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you'd be able to provide those services. So that's the SEO content creation. If you scroll down the below the packages, it says all packages require a $299 setup fee for the client interview. That's one thing that we'll do to talk more in depth about your services. For the NAP cleanup, that's name, address, phone number. We'll make sure that any information